1 Corinthians chapter 11. 1 Corinthians chapter 11. Tonight, I just want to encourage you. I want to share a message to encourage you, saint. I titled the message, The Precious Blood of Christ. The Precious Blood of Christ. And I want to draw your attention to 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23. This is Paul speaking, "For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord on the same night in which he was betrayed," which would be the night before the Good Friday, "and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant,'" notice, "'in my blood.'" In my blood. "This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." In just a few minutes, we're going to be partaking of the elements. And of course, we do what we do as directed by our Lord, as a remembrance. We think about what he did for us and how he shed his blood for us. And so let's pray once again, and then I'll share this exhortation, and then we'll partake in communion. And Father, we thank you so much for your love and kindness and grace, and we esteem your word. We value you. We are so thankful for giving us your Holy Spirit and for the body. You have blessed us abundantly, and we, out of gratitude, we remember what you have done. And we give you all glory, and we pray that you would minister to our hearts and build us up in the truths that have set us free. In Jesus' name, amen. You know, our redemption was free, but it certainly was not cheap. It cost our precious Savior his blood, his life. He gave his life, he shed his blood for us. It was his precious and sinless blood that purchased you. You belong to him. And we know that in order for him to do what he did, he saw us as valuable. You are worth every drop. He gave his life for you. He gave his life for me. That is an incredible truth. How powerful is the blood of the Lamb, for he didn't just purchase you with it, but with it, he also cleansed you of your sin. Remember what the psalmist said. In Psalm 103, verse 12, he said, "As far as the east is from the west, so far he has removed our transgressions from us." There is so much power in that sacred blood of Christ that no sinner, no matter what sin he or she has committed, if repented of, can stop that powerful blood of the Lamb from cleansing every repentant sinner. And how important it is for us to remember these things on this Good Friday. You know, the soul is far too precious to be ransomed by mere earthly wealth. There's not enough of it in all the earth to buy eternal life for just one soul to keep it out of hell. The scriptures tell us in Psalm 49, verse 8. But it was his blood, which is far more valuable and precious than anything, that has delivered us from the hell that was created for the devil and his angels. It certainly was a high cost for your redemption, for my redemption, and Jesus gladly paid it all. He paid the price so that we can have life. Amen. Praise you, God. I remind you what Peter said in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 18. You were not redeemed with corruptible things like silver or gold from your aimless conduct received by tradition from your fathers, but, and you can include, you were redeemed with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. Now, I want to change gears just a little bit. And I want to share with you five things we now have because of the precious blood of our Savior. The first is that his blood has given us life. In John's Gospel, chapter 6, and verse 54 and 57, he says, "Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up at that last day. For my flesh is food indeed, and my blood is drink indeed." Now, of course, Jesus is speaking spiritually. The whole chapter, if you were to examine it, in that chapter, he fed the multitude, one of the multitudes, and they were seeking that physical bread. And Jesus used illustrations, and he was expressing how his life, his body, and his blood that was being shed, his body that was given, and faith in what he did, and acceptance of that wonderful sacrifice of his death on the cross. Those who put faith in what he did would receive eternal life. He shed his blood, and because he shed his blood, we now have, through faith in him, life. You think about it, we, in a sense, we have received a holy divine blood transfusion, if you would. I am a sinner. I am going to die. The blood that I have is a temporal blood. But now, by faith in Christ, the blood of Christ has been applied to me, and that blood is life, eternal life. And you have been redeemed by the blood, and you have life, eternal life. Amen. The second thing is his blood declares you and I innocent. If you turn to Romans chapter 5, in verse 6, Paul the Apostle, he says, "For when we were still without strength, in due time, Christ died for" who? "The ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet perhaps for a good man someone would even dare to die. But God demonstrated his own love towards us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Much more than having now been justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. His blood has justified us. That word justified is to be declared innocent. You have been declared innocent, the guilty. We are now innocent before God. Our slate has been wiped clean. And in God's eyes, he sees us in his Son, perfected and finished, complete, declared innocent. You can almost look at that word, and maybe you've heard someone say it this way, the word justified, just as if I've never done anything wrong. Isn't it wonderful to be in Christ? The third thing is that his blood continues to cleanse us. Positionally, we are cleaned. Practically, you and I, we all know that we still sin. But in 1 John chapter 1, verse 7, John tells us, if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. That's active. That's present. Cleanses us. Isn't it wonderful that you can fall, not willfully, but sometimes we do. Sometimes we stumble. And we can say, Lord, I'm sorry. Forgive me, cleanse me. And his blood cleanses us from all sin. Amen. God is so good. His mercies endure forever. The fourth thing is that his blood gives us victory over our enemy. We know the scriptures that tell us, submit yourself to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. There is a power that we receive because we are his. But in the book of Revelation, chapter 12, verse 11, it says, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And they did not love their lives to the death. They overcame by the blood of the Lamb. We know that the book of Revelation talks about a time in the future. But the same is true for us today, the church age. We overcome by the blood of the Lamb. The fifth and the last thing, and then we'll partake of communion. Now, there's many things that the blood does for us. I'm just sharing five. His blood is our future song. I love to worship the Lord. And I love to worship the Lord with you. Tonight, that was awesome. You're the greatest choir I've ever heard. And one day we're all going to do this together in the presence of God. We are going to be singing a new song. And the Lord has given us a new song. In the book of Revelation, chapter 5, it tells us in verse 9, and they sang a new song, saying, I love these lyrics, you are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seal, for you were slain and have redeemed us to God by your blood out of every tribe and tongue and people and nation, and have made us kings and priests to our God, and we shall reign on the earth. The only ones that can sing this is the church. The only one that can shout these precious words out with all confidence is the church. Because Jesus redeemed us by his blood. And he's redeemed us out of every tongue, every tribe, every people, and every nation. And so we have a new song to sing. Worthy is the Lamb. What a precious, precious song. You know, in times past, perhaps we sung the song of depression. Maybe we sung the song of anxiety. Maybe we sung the song of poverty. Maybe we sang the song of pain. Maybe we sang the song of loneliness. Now, there's a lot of songs that people sing. It's that in a sense, it's an internal, you know, talk, and it's just not who we are anymore. Whatever your song was, because of the precious blood of Christ, you can now sing the song of the redeemed. No matter what hardship, no matter what challenge, no matter what struggle, no matter what temptation, no matter what may come, because we are in Christ, we can always say, God, strengthen me. Help me put on that garment of praise. And let me sing the new song, because I am your child, I am a new creation, and you start singing, Worthy is the Lamb. And you'll see, moving forward, when you sing these songs, these lyrics to this song, he just has a way of lifting your spirit. So, saints, we are truly a blessed people. We are truly a blessed people. You know, it's Good Friday because of what he did for us. It's good for us. I said it earlier, it's good for us. And it's good for us to be here. It's good for us to worship him. It's good for us to hear his word and to read his word together. And it's good for us to partake in communion.